The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. You're listening to the NCRS radio station. NCRS. I'm your hometown girl, Shadate Hargett Hill, and this is Connect to Success. For the next half hour, I will bring you stories of inspiration, education, and entertainment from articles from the DHSS.org, disability.com, and smartgirl.com. All these stories are to help you connect to your own success. So let's get started. Congress created National Library Services in 1931, largely out of concern for veterans who were blinded in World War I. Over the years, the Free National Program has expanded to include children and people with physical and reading disabilities that make reading regular print difficult. Veterans still receive priority service, whether or not their blindness or disability is service related. NLS also maintains partnerships with various groups in the Department of Veterans Affairs, including the VA's Blind and Visually Impaired Rehabilitation Services Program and the Library of Congress Veterans History Project. The NLS collection rivals any libraries in size and scope, with accessible books for readers of all ages and interests, bestsellers, biographies, history, mysteries, westerns, and more. NLS also has material you won't find anywhere else in audio or braille, like how-to guides on fishing, gardening, card games, and other pastimes, books on federal benefits for veterans, personal finance, home repair, and other useful topics, travel guides, music scores, and instructional materials, and of course, books and resource materials by, for, and about people living with disabilities. In addition, many of their 90-plus cooperating libraries throughout the country circulate large print books and descriptive videos, sponsor book clubs, and run technology tutorials, and other programming. If you have a smartphone or tablet, you can start downloading books and magazines as soon as you enroll via BARD, the NLS Braille and Audio Reading Download website, and the BARD mobile app. Or you can receive books and magazines through the mail, postage free, from the NLS library that serves your state or community. They'll send you a talking book playback machine, too. NLS equipment and services are designed to meet the needs of patrons. Talking book playback machines have large buttons for ease of use, and easy-to-handle talking book cartridges can hold multiple books to keep you reading through those winter storms and summer beach trips. All NLS talking books can be navigated by chapter, section, or page, and played at varying speeds with no loss of clarity. And BARD mobile apps are meant to work seamlessly with screen readers. All great information. All this information, by the way, is coming from NLS.org. As a veteran, if you've served your country and protected our freedom, now NLS is ready to serve you. If you have any questions, you can call 888. That's 888 NLS Read. 888-657-7323. That's 888-657-7323. And follow the prompts to be connected to your local NLS network library. Or you can complete a short online form to request more information. And if you're a librarian or educator or other professional at an institution who serves people who might be eligible, you can have the materials to help you spread the word about NLS. And if you like to be able to directly assess Braille and audio reading materials for use by eligible clients, your institution can apply for an institutional NLS account. NLS also provides and produces resource materials on a variety of topics related to blindness and disabilities. You'll find links to some of them that have contact information for organizations and programs that help veterans with employment and rehabilitation, financial and legal matters, physical and psychological health, and more. Resources for disabled veterans list information or organizations to assist disabled veterans as well as their families and other caregivers. BARD Access Page shares steps to begin using Braille and audio reading download services and lists information on how to begin using BARD Mobile and BARD Express. Veterans History Project collects and preserves and makes accessible use to firsthand recollections of U.S. military veterans who served from World War I through more recent conflicts and peacekeeping missions so that future generations may hear directly from veterans and better understand what they saw, did, and felt during their service. Blind Rehabilitation Service External Assist eligible veterans and active duty service members with visual impairment in developing the skills needed for personal independence and successful reintegration into the community and family environment. Veterans benefits, mini bibliography lists general guides that discuss the needs and challenges facing veterans and their families, provides specific information about programs, and covers the history of those programs. You want to explore the variety of NLS information publications on issues related to blindness, visual impairment, or physical disabilities, as well as complications or compliances or current resources on many topics of interest to NLS readers and those who provide services to them. Looking for a specific book or just browsing for the latest title by a favorite author or narrator, NLS wants to help you find the books you're looking for in audio and Braille. The NLS catalog of extensive collections is the place to start. You can search by title, author, narrator, or subject, or by keywords that appear anywhere in a title or catalog listing. You can also sort your search results by newest to oldest. Many books in the catalog have links, so you can download them right away. And on BARD, Braille, and audio reading download services, you can find lists of newly added books. And if you're wondering what other NLS patrons are reading, the most popular downloads over the past 30 days. Talking Book Topics, TBT. TBT is a bi-monthly magazine that highlights many of the latest audiobooks added to the NLS collection. TBTs are available on the TBT landing page in HTML and as printable PDF. You can download TBT in audio from BARD and BARD Mobile or receive it by mail on audio cartridge with a magazine or cartridge subscription. You can contact your network library for details. TBT is also available on nfbnewsline.external. Braille Book Review, or BBR, is a bi-monthly magazine that highlights most of the latest Braille books added to the NLS collection. BBRs are available on the BBR landing page in HTML and eBraille. Patrons can also download BBR in Braille from BARD and BARD Mobile or receive it by mail in hard copy Braille. You can contact your network library for details. And abridged versions of Talking Book Topics with titles, authors, and book numbers is also included in the Braille edition of BBR. Now, International Language Quarterly Spotlights, NLS's rapidly growing collection of audio and Braille books in Spanish, Espanol, and more than 20 other languages ranging from Hebrew to Mandarin. With hundreds of thousands of audio and Braille books and magazines available from NLS, it may be hard to know where to start when searching, looking for books on a specific subject or theme. NLS has dozens of curated lists of titles on a whole wide variety of topics, the Beatles, series, and many more. There is also Collection Connections, a free mail newsletter from the NLS Collection Development staff. Each month, Collection Connections highlights fiction and nonfiction titles, many of them new, focused on a timely theme. To sign up, send your name and email address to the Collection Connections team at connections@loc.gov, connections@loc.gov, and you can unsubscribe yourself from the list at any time. NLS also provides dozens of popular magazines in audio and braille, from titles on current events and tech tips to sports and celebrity news. They have magazines for children and teens, too. Patrons can receive magazines through the mail or audio cartridge or hard copy braille or download them in audio or e-braille from Bard and Bard Mobile. Your local network library is the final word in finding and requesting the latest reading material. Find your library to connect with your reader advisor who is ready to help. Your local network library is available. And guess what? If you didn't know this, the word library puts us in a box that is too small for us. Do we offer books for the visually impaired? Of course. The National Library Service says, you know it, over 120,000 books, books on demand, hard copy braille books, large print books, all available on National Library Services. If you have difficulty reading or handling regular print, you're in the right place because you can join and enjoy books in a whole new way. Guess what? New Mexico State Library for the Blind and Print Disabled, newmexicostatelibrary.org. As a network library of the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Impaired, they serve New Mexicans statewide who are unable to read a standard printed book due to disabilities such as blindness, visual impairment, a physical or reading disability by providing digital audiobooks online and by mail. I say it's New Mexico, and it's not only for New Mexicans, it's for all of us because you can go there to have things translated from Spanish to English or vice versa, from English to Spanish. So it's a great piece of work, a great place to go to find out information. And again, you can go on NLS.org to get more information. And like I said, the patrons are provided a customized service based on their preferences. Learn more about this and check out the eligibility requirements to find out if you or someone you know qualifies for extra programs that they have. And how to find accessible picture books for low vision? They say you always, if you always love to read like I did and like I do, you want to get excited whenever you get the opportunity to check out new picture books from the library or receive books as gifts. Young children with low vision sometimes wonder why certain books were printed with blurry illustrations or hard to read text, not realizing that those rows or those books that are printed that way may be because of your visual impairment. And your visual impairment may play a role in your ability to read. But luckily, you've been able to be revisited by many of your favorite titles and discover new ones after learning how to find accessible picture books for low vision. And find out more information about these accessible books for vision readers, including physical books, digital books, braille, and audio books. Ordering dual media books online? Dual media books combine large print and braille so that readers of all sight levels can follow along with a story, which is a great option for blind, low vision parents reading to their sighted kids or sighted parents reading to blind, low vision kids. There are a few different sources for dual media books, including Amazon/Amazon Business, National Braille Press, Seedlings, Braille Bookstores. So when looking for accessible copies of physical books, you will recommend visiting the Louie database. maintained by American Print House for the Blind, which allows users to search for accessible titles available online at their local library. You also can go to the link and a few other sources to find accessible books. You can find them at Research Sources in Accessible Formats. Related links you can go to find out more about that. Research Sources in Accessible Formats. Great resources for anybody who needs to learn more. How about this? Therapy, dog, reading programs, and low vision. Tumblebooks.media, multimedia videos. Tumblebooks.com, media videos. Tumblebooks is a free library of picture books that include a mix of new titles and classic picture books. And first learning about Tumblebooks and their online audio narrated picture books, one of the first questions most people ask or where was that when I was a kid? Well, Tumblebooks is available for free through several public schools and public libraries and does not require users to create an account to access the service. However, users may need to sign in through their school website or public library, any public library, in order to get access to the unique Tumblebooks link for their school or library. Again, Tumblebooks, audio narrated picture books for low vision, therapy dog reading programs in low vision. Sora, audio and picture books. Sora is a free audio and picture book application that is available through schools, libraries, and other online reading programs. Readers will need to register with an email address and provide an invite code or a valid library card to access the Sora application. No other information is collected, and readers can borrow up to 1,000 titles at a time. How cool is that? Audiobooks are stored in the Sora app and cannot be downloaded for use in another application. So Sora can be accessed through their website, the iOS or Android application. Sora free audio book summer reading programs. Audio and non-vision entertainment ideas for blind and low vision students. And something else great to tell you about that was on the NLS.org site. Learn more about MWATBS. They're thrilled to be returning to Shakora Hills Grassroots this spring for two sets. Set times to be announced. If you don't know anything about this, we're going to tell you some information. There's about groups that are available, singing groups that are available, that are out there, that they want people to come out and to enjoy. Whether you're blind, print impaired, disability, there are so many groups that are hanging out at the Shakora Hills Grassroots that's going on, and this is in Pittsburgh, North Carolina. Pittsburgh, the Shakora Hills Grassroots Festival. Great information, great things going on, great groups. And one of the groups is called The Blind Spot. The Blind Spots. The Blind Spots is a tenored original five-piece moxie rock band steered by magnetic songstress and force of nature, Maddie Walsh. When you're thinking about this music, think about Heart. Think about Janis Joplin. Think about Adele and Blondie and Joan Jett. That's what you'll find in Maddie Walsh and The Blind Spots. On May 1st, The Blind Spots, again, a five-piece moxie rock band, will be performing at the Shakora Hills Community Arts Center in Pittsboro, North Carolina, as part of the Shakora Hills Grassroots Festival. Here's more details. Shakora Hills Grassroots Festival of Music and Dance, May 1st through May 4th. May 1st through May 4th at the Shakora Hills Community Arts Center, located at 1439 Henderson Tanyard Road, Pittsboro, North Carolina. 1439 Henderson Tanyard Road, Pittsboro, North Carolina. The band, The Blind Spots, will be performing featuring Mandy Walsh. Festival descriptions is a family-friendly celebration of music, dance, art, and education. Other details, the festival features 4 days, 4 stages, and over 50 bands of family-friendly world, national, regional, and local music. You can purchase your tickets for the event at musicfestivalwizard.com. That is musicfestivalwizard.com. And what? Guess what? You can camp out there. Yes, camping is available at the festival. This feels like old school festivals of the time. Camping out, enjoying yourself. RV camping, motorhomes, and campers are also available. All this is available, and it's happening again May 1st through May 4th at the Shakora Hills Grassroots Festival and Music Dance. Again, this is in Pittsburgh. I want to say keep saying Pittsburgh. No, Pittsburgh, North Carolina, at the Shakora Hills Community Arts Center, May 1st through May 4th. You got to go. 4 days, 4 stages, over 50 bands, and it's featuring The Blind Spots again with Maddie Wilson. I think you will enjoy yourself. And the events is going on. Go to musicfestivalwizard.com. Did you know about live paintings? Live paintings is a free library for blind and partially sighted people that is in the United Kingdom. They provide touch-to-see books for blind and partially sighted people of all ages. This is just fascinating, for just a little bit things you should know. Their books include tactile pictures, which are accompanied by audio guides. The audio guides help people explore the pictures, tell the stories of the images, and describe the features. Audio guides are available on a USB stick or CD. The books include color images of the topics in the tactile images so that they can be shared by both people with vision impairment and sighted people, meaning that everyone can enjoy stories together. Something else you can find out in the library, Clear Vision. This is a postal library of children's books. The books are designed to be shared by children with a vision impairment and sighted adults. The books have braille, print, and pictures. This means that children with vision impairment can share books with their sighted friends and family, or adults with a vision impairment can enjoy books and sighted children. They can enjoy books with sighted children. It's always a good place to learn more reading. Greyfriars Bobby Ruth Brown. That's Greyfriars Bobby. That's a Ruth. That's by Ruth Brown. A great book. Greyfriars Bobby by Ruth Brown. Clear Vision. Postal Library of Children's Books. Seeing Ear. Seeing Ear are a charity that run the accessible library who provide books for free of charge to people who are blind and visually impaired, have a print disability or a physical disability that prevents them from holding a book. Their books are available in braille, large print, or by using a screen reader. Your local library has a range of audiobooks that are free to access. You'll need a library membership, but once you have registered with your library, you can access the range of audio books available. Just like physical library books, the audiobooks do have to be returned at the end of your loan time. So don't keep them too long because other people want to read too. Well, unfortunately, our time has ended for this edition of Connect to Success. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope to see you next time with more information. The content of this program hasn't been, the content of this program is for the blind and print impaired. You're listening to NCRS. This is Connect to Success, your hometown girl, Shadate Hargett Hill. See you next time on the radio.